Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Aileen. Welcome back. Now, my computer has hit that slow down loading phase, and I know that I'm going to have to go through all of everything on the computer and delete, you know, stuff that I don't use and just extra copies of stuff because I had to get another laptop. This was like when I started back school. No, this was before I started back school. I bought this laptop, and then my other laptop is not coming on. I have to figure out how to fix that. So I bought this laptop because I'm like, yo, I need something, you know, up to date, something a little bit skinnier that I could carry around with me to where I gotta go, so I can do my classwork, all that stuff, and don't have to worry about like computer messing up on me. But now that I'm like done with school and stuff, I keep mentioning school a lot. But now that I'm done with school, I know that there's like 17 copies of the same thing on there, because sometimes I forget that I downloaded something and then downloaded it again. Especially since, like, for a year I didn't have Microsoft. Like, I was doing Microsoft Word, PowerPoint on the website. So then, like, when I got to a certain class, the teacher, she gave us a download so where we could have it on our computer. So I have to go through that stuff. So I went through I went to the thrift store the other day, picked up some, I got a lot of items, and my total came up to less than $30. And then I signed up for their text message thing. So they'll send me text messages like 50% off today and just their different locations. Cause one of the locations, cause I went to a Park Avenue thrift. So one of their locations, they had like everything for a dollar, but this location was like an hour and a half away from me. And I was like, like I wanted to, but then I was like, an hour and a half. And to me, I like to take my time in thrift stores. Like, I'm not a person that, it's not like any other store where you go in, you go to a certain section, you look, you grab what you need and go. Like, I have to go through everything. I have to try on these clothes to see what I like and stuff. Because when I went to the thrift store the other day, I had so many clothes in my basket. I mostly had jeans, because like old school jeans. Yeah. So I'm starting back wearing jeans and stuff, seeing what fits, since, you know, I slimmed down a little bit. So I had a whole bunch of pair of bottoms in my basket, and I ended up leaving with one pair of jeans. Like, out of the million jeans that I picked out, khaki, like the slacks, khaki, black dress pants, and like jeans. Like, I ain't get no leggings because I already have like a million leggings, and plus I don't hand me down leggings. I don't know, but out of everything, I only picked out one jean. I picked out, it was like a pair of Levi's, and they fit so nice. I was like, oh, these is nice. So those are the only things I picked. I also got like some very old school, some purses and stuff for when like I go out and I don't want to carry a whole bunch of crap. I got those type of purses. What else did I get? Just, the thrift store is like a good spot if you just need something. I want to say, because I know, like, if you need something to where you won't be using it a lot, you only be using it for like a certain thing. Because I know I got a container. So when I like do my hair stuff, like, you know, when you dip the ends in hot water, like, that's that. Like, I got a container so I can dip the ends in hot water so the ends won't end up curling up if I were to do it in a smaller container. And then it's just, I'm trying to remember all this stuff I got. But this thrift store, it was kind of underwhelming. Didn't really see anything I liked too much. I know they had, what did they have? Because I was fascinated by it. They had a lot of coffee makers. I know they had like a projector. And I was like, No, they had a whole bunch of CDs. They had a bunch of CDs and DVDs. They had Beethoven's album. Beethoven, my boy. Like, they had majority of the symphonies. And they had like very old movies. And I was like, oh, I'm going to give me an old movie. But now I remember, like, I don't have a DVD player. I don't think my laptop has a CD thing so I could watch on my laptop. Like, not even the TV have a CD thing. So I'm like, there's no point in getting this, because even I can play it on the PlayStation, but it's just certain things on the PlayStation that it plays right away. Like, you can't look at, like, the bonuses or the features. So, it's like, there would be no point of me doing that. So, last night, I rewatched The Lion King. And I haven't watched The Lion King in years. Like, I haven't watched The Lion King. Because my daughter, she said, I've never seen The Lion King. And like I said, like, how are you 6 years old and you've never seen The Lion King? So, me and her watched The Lion King. She wanted to watch the live action version. And I'm like, girl, you wouldn't understand it. So, I said, let's watch the cartoon because, you know, you're a kid. Cartoon, you know, first, and also, this is the original Lion King. Like, this Lion King came out 19 years before my daughter was born, and it came out a year before I was born. So we watched the cartoon. As I'm watching the cartoon, like, when Mufasa, you know, when Mufasa fell off that cliff because his snake ass brother pushed him off, like, my daughter was like just quiet. It was just like a little awkward silence. So I just looked at her. I was like, are you crying? And she was like, no. But she was like, I don't want to watch this no more. But as I'm watching this, like, this, you know, this feels kind of stupid, but I'm like, bro, they can't see that Scar is fake. Like, I guess, like I said, I'm reading too deep into this, but Scar has showed plenty of times that he's not to be trusted. Like, he done killed Simba daddy. He done smacked his mom upside her head. He lied and stuff. Like, he's a good manipulator. And then, like, Simba let him off cool by not killing him. He was just like, you know what? I'm not like you. I'm not finna kill you, but you can go about your business. I mean, he fought with the dude, but he was like, nah, killing you? Psh, I ain't got time for that. So, after you get your nostalgia on Disney Plus, it's like, what else? It's like, what else? I mean, I'm still watching Disney Plus because it's a lot of stuff I want to rewatch. Like, especially, like, when it comes, like, to the Avengers and stuff. Like, I was rewatching a lot of stuff that I've never seen. Like, I've never seen it. Because this is how it went. It went from Iron Man 2, jumped to the Avengers. I think then I went to Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Infinity War, and then Endgame. So, everything in between, I'd have missed. So, now that I'm going back and rewatching that stuff, I'm like, dang, I never even seen the trailer for some of this stuff. So, I'm, like, everything's clicking in my head, the clues, because if you skip movies in a series, like, where everything's tied to each other, you're gonna be, like I said, you're gonna be in the movie theater like, who's that? What's gonna happen? Why is everybody shocked? Like, what's going on? Like, so everything's coming together, and, like, all my questions are being answered. So I know when I'm done watching all the movies that I didn't really see, I'm gonna be like, okay, now everything comes together. I'm getting my closure. But I've been in the house chilling. Oh my gosh, let me tell you what I did the other day. So I usually go to sleep, like, in the middle of the night, wake up, take my daughter to school. I could not sleep, so I was just laying in my bed, I think watching movies and whatnot. Then I got my daughter ready for school. Then I hopped in my mom's old car, and I went on a mission. It wasn't really a mission. I went to go see where my car was and get some things out of that car, you know, before the place opened up, so, you know, they don't see me. So I went and got the stuff out of there. I had to mail back something that was in the car. Then I went grocery shopping, came home, put the groceries up. Then I went to sleep like 9 o'clock in the morning, and then I woke back up. And I was like, that's one thing I'm doing. Because, like, the winter is so ghetto. Like, it was just, like, it was so hot the other day. Like, bro, hot, like, sweating type of hot. Now it's freezing cold. I have to turn the air back on because it's cold now. And then, like, my skin is dry. My face is pale. The air is dry. My freaking lips are dry. And it's like, all I want to do is just lay in the bed and sleep. Like, I don't want to go out and do nothing because it's like being in a warm bed feels so good. Like, I dead ass want to take some of my blankets and give them to other people because it's like, you need to be warm. But I was seeing a post about homebodies. And it was like, are you a homebody because your parents were strict? No. I'm saying all wrong. It says how strict your parents are. And it was like, because how strict my parents are, I'm naturally a homebody. And I'm like, because my parents weren't strict. It's just that certain stuff they did not let me go and do. Like, a lot of my peers was turning up, partying in middle school and stuff. In middle school, my butt was in the house. Wherever my mama went, I was right there alongside with her. Even when I lived with my dad, like, I could go outside and play, but like going over people's house and stuff, nope, not gonna cut it. Especially like in the neighborhood I was living in, like a lot of them would be home alone after school and stuff, and they'd be like, "Hey, yo, come over my house," and I'm like, "Uh-uh, I know what y'all be doing when y'all parents don't be home." And it's also since we all in the same neighborhood, yeah, no, because I'm not finna get caught up jumping over somebody's balcony and my parents see me or the people that we were living with see me. So, nope. So, I think I'm a homebody because basically this is the area that I was in. Like, my mom didn't let me go do certain stuff. She did let me go out, but she didn't let me go to certain things, especially since I was a freaking preteen. Even in high school, she didn't let me go do certain things because she didn't trust nobody. And also, she's very protective of her teenage daughter. So, I believe I'm a homebody because when I was at home, it was good vibes. When I was at home, it was good vibes. So, I will always want to be home because my mood was different when I was at home, even when I was pregnant. Like, I used to wake up like, oh my God, I have to go to school, bruh. Like, it's finna be some bullshit today. But then when I got home, like, I would just lay in my bed. I would just be so comfortable. I was more happy at home than going out. Just going out anywhere. Like, going over somebody's house or going to Walmart or going to school or going to my baby daddy's house. Like, I just liked home because it was a good vibe. My mom, she was all about vibes. Like, even now, like, I set where I'm living at up to where I look forward to coming home. Like, it's nothing but good vibes, and I just love the aesthetic of my room and just my candles, my incense, and just my, you know, what I got on my TV, and just, like, the books I have. So, I set stuff up to where I could be comfortable. I would get a plant, but a lot of people say, like, when plants aren't getting sunlight, they produce CO2, I believe. So, I'm like, oh, X-ing on the plant. So, I got a fake plant, but, you know, I still get the same vibes and stuff. And just being home is just, like, that's supposed to be, like, your safe place and stuff when you're home. That's why, when stuff happens to people, like, near their house, they don't feel comfortable in their home because it's like, well, where do I go now? Because my safe place has been invaded. But there's nothing wrong with being a homebody, though. Like, I know I get called boring sometimes, but it's like, I'm not boring. It's just that sometimes it's good to just stay your ass in the house. If somebody invites me out, then yeah, I'll go out. But if I just want to chill at the house, like, damn, like, we can't chill at the house. Like, especially when you're not always home. Like, at one point, I was always on the go, always on the go, always on the go, always on the go. Only time I was at the house was to take a shower, sleep. And then I was always on the go, always on the go. So now that I'm enjoying this free time, this free space, these extra days to just chill, relax, and just make sure my area is decluttered and stuff. I also have to declutter anyway, get rid of old stuff. I think I've been saying this for like the span of 5 episodes, just to get rid of old stuff because it's a lot of things that I want to get. And my room my room was more open, but now I feel as though it's like everything's on top of each other because I don't have no extra space like that to store stuff. Like, you know how most people who are like, it's just them. Like, they get a two-bedroom, they get a two-bedroom crib. So, like, that extra bedroom is, like, basically storage or their little office, a little studio area. I don't got no extra bedroom. The closet's full. And, like, I don't want to put nothing in the kitchen. And then going back to the weather, it was so funny because I would get, like, emails about tornado warnings in the county and stuff. And with Georgia weather, like, I don't know why. I don't even know why I just sat up here and thought, like, oh, they bugging or whatever. Because I'm like, it's mad sunny outside. Kids are playing. You know, I'm riding my bike. The weather was so perfect. Then 2 hours later, I was about to say 2 minutes. 2 hours later, thunderstorm. Like the sky lighting up and stuff. And I'm like, not surprised. So then, because even right now, it's sunny outside. And I know it's a possibility it's going to pour down rain and look nasty and stuff. So it was pouring down rain crazy for like 3 days and stuff. And this happens a lot. Like, we'll get a tornado warning. And it's like, it never be a tornado. There'll just be windy rain. But you'll get a tornado warning and be like, why is there a tornado warning? Especially because then it happened like the course of like 4 days. You'll get a tornado warning, tornado warning, tornado warning, tornado warning. And you're like, my nigga, it has not rained. It has not drizzled. Like, it's sunny outside. We playing outside. I went outside with no jacket on. The next thing you know, crazy rain. It's mad cold. It's like a whole, like the switch up, be real. Like, Kendall, when it comes to switching up on people, Georgia do not play no games. Like, they don't play no games at all. I've been in other states where the weather switches. I've been in other states where the weather switches. And it's like, okay, like, it's expected. Like, you see it coming. Well, Georgia is just like, everything's cool. Next thing you know, it's just whoosh. Like, it just switch up like crazy. And I think that is so, but you get used to it after a while. Like, I've been here my whole life. And, like, I'm used to, like, the crazy weather. Like, it being cold as hell in the morning. And it being summertime in the afternoon. Especially when I was in high school. Like, the weather, it would switch up so crazy and stuff. Like, you would look at it and be like, dang, it never rained. But we need this rain, though, because we need to keep these plants looking beautiful, you know. Especially with all these random fires and stuff. And, like, a lot of these cities are dry. Like, we really do need this rain and stuff. They need to stop playing with the weather and get it together. All right. So, let's get into the episode. I was like 20 minutes in and I'm talking about let's get into it. Okay, so one thing I felt myself doing was backtracking, because like towards the end, of course it's a new year, and like towards the end of the old year, I was about to say towards the end of the year, that's when people hit you up and be, you know, apologizing and trying to reconnect. But I felt myself like backtracking, like hitting up people I haven't talked to in years. And it's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just that it's kind of weird, because it's like, there's a reason why this person is not in your life anymore. And like, you know, trying to go back and think everything was going to be different. And the reason I wanted to talk about backtracking, because it was this guy I had talked to him when I, to be honest, when I think about the timeline, I'm like, I'm trying to remember where did he fit in this timeline, because I remember going out with him, but I just can't remember when in the timeline did he fit in. Like, was it, because I believe it was in high school or when I was a teenager. I know it was before I had my daughter. Or was it? Yeah, I know it was before I had my daughter. So you know, me and him talked to him. And since I was young, I can literally say that. Since I was young, I didn't know what I wanted. And then, like, I was just, like, going on the dates and stuff. Like, I remember, because me and him, we have mutual people. Like, we know the same people. Like, we grew up with the same people. So, of course, he asked me out. We went out and stuff, watching movies, all booed up, kissing and stuff. Like, it was, like, when I think about it, I'm like, dang, like, why did I mess that up? But like I say, things happen for a reason. You know, I was young. I don't know if I was like 16 or 17, but I know I was young. So I was like, dang, why did I mess that up? So then I came across him the other day. And I even told my friend about this. It's like, I don't want to come back into somebody's life, or, you know, I don't want it to look suspicious, but it's all about your approach and stuff. So I told him congratulations on everything he has going on. I don't know if he has a girlfriend or not, but, you know, I'm not thinking that too deep. So he was like, thank you, da 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 da. So I was like, you're welcome. And I was just like, should I give him my number? So I gave him my number. I don't know if he called me or whatnot, because the number looked familiar. I have to go back and check, make sure that wasn't him, so I don't look crazy. So he gave me his number, and I was like, okay, cool, bet, you know. To, you know, just, I'm not saying ease my way back into it, but, you know, try not to come off too strong. Like, try not to think too deep in it. Like, you know, just go with the flow. Like, that's the reason of going with the flow. When you're reconnecting with somebody, like, y'all didn't fall out over nothing crazy, nothing negative or nothing. You know, you just drifted apart, especially since years have gone by. And also, I was young. So, it was like, you know what? Don't think too deep into it. Just go with the flow. You know, speak to them every here and there. You know, we're adults. We all have stuff going on and whatnot. And even though I want a relationship, I'm not going to just force myself and try to move forward. Like, I'm gonna take my time. Like, and also, like, it might not even turn into a relationship. It might turn into a friendship. I'm a person that likes to build friendships. And if it goes from there, then it goes from there. But, you know, take my time. You know, try not to rush nothing. So that's a positive. But backtracking, like, going back to somebody that I did not like how they treated me or whatnot, like, I have to catch myself from doing that sometimes, like, hitting up people that I had bad experiences with because I'm lonely. Because, you know, you get that feeling of, oh, I want somebody to talk to, somebody to stay, somebody watch movies with and stuff. But, you know, never, don't backtrack, especially if it did not end good. And another thing, when it comes to dating older guys, I'm trying to think. They don't be playing no games. But the older guys I come across, it's like they want it their way or the highway. Like, you know, I understand, like, you know, you experienced life 10 years before me or whatnot, 9-10 years before me, and now you're doing stuff different, cool, whatever. But I might be young, you know, I might be young, but sir, yeah, so they don't be playing no games. And then also, a lot of stuff some older guys do not understand. They do not understand at all, because, you know, they're, you know, probably raised different, of a different culture or whatnot. But so they might not understand certain things. Like I said on my Instagram story, I was like, I remember I was telling this guy, he's like 9 years older than me. I was just telling, you know, when you're just talking amongst people, So I was like, yeah, I took myself out on a date. I took myself to the movies. I went out to eat. And he was like, oh, don't ever tell nobody that. And he had, like, this most disgusted face on his, like, he was just so weirded out. And I'm like, what you mean don't tell nobody that? What's wrong with taking myself? Or what's wrong with taking myself to the movies and stuff? Like, if I want to, listen, if I wait around for people to go do stuff that I want to do, I'ma never go do it. If I'm sitting here waiting around for somebody to go out, psh, fuck that. I mean, ooh, snap. Forget that. Like, I'm not missing out on stuff because I don't have nobody to go with. I'm very precautious. Like, I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm very precautious. I know where to go to, where not to go to. So if I want to go to the movies, if I want to go see a movie, I'm not going to wait until Johnny, Jim, and Paul and Keisha are off work, and then when they're free and stuff, like, shoot, by the time they're free, the movie's going to be out the theater. I'm just playing. But if I want to go see something, like, I'm a last minute type of person. Like, I'm a person that likes to get up and go do stuff. So a lot of my friends, they be busy. So a lot of them can't just get up and go do stuff. Like, you really got to plan ahead with them. So he had this most disgusted look. Because when I was talking to him, he talked about he goes out. But when he goes out, he's always with people. So I can see how he's disgusted. Well, not disgusted. But, you know, I can see how he's like, ugh, that's weird. Because when he goes out, he's always around people. But I told him, like, me and you are completely different. You're an extrovert. Like, you're social. Like, you like being around people. You don't know how to be by yourself. Me, I'm comfortable with being by myself because I know that I'm chill. Like, you know, I like to vibe by myself. I'm an introvert. You know, I'm not really out there. And it's so crazy because all the people that come into my life, majority of them are extroverts. A majority of them are very social. They love being around people. They always doing stuff. And me, I'm like, you know, I like to enjoy doing stuff by myself. Because, and then also, I don't want nobody judging me or clowning my stuff, things that I like. Because then when you clown stuff that I like, it's like, really? Because then it's like, damn, I can't even do something I like because I know this person's going to clown me. This person's going to drag me. This person's going to say the music I'm listening to is trash. They're going to talk about why I don't change my hair up all the time and stuff. Why do I keep a hairstyle in my head longer than 5 weeks? Or why you dress like that? Why you wearing those shoes? You know, I don't know. I don't need that. No. And to be honest, when I was younger, I was like, oh, dating older guys gonna be fun. They're more mature. They got jobs. They got cars and whatnot. My expectations were really high. And that's one thing my dad told me. He was like, my expectations for the people in my life are like, they're really high. Like, I have this weird expectation. But it's just that many things I thought were gonna go down, they never went down. Like, when I was in high school, I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna be a young adult. I'm gonna go to work. I'm gonna come home. I'm gonna go turn up with my friends. We're gonna be living life lit and stuff. And that did not happen the way I thought it would. Like I said, I feel like I live in a fantasy because, and I think I daydream a lot. I would say I live in a fantasy, but I would say I use that as like a vision board, almost like, okay, it might not come out like this, but it's good to have like this type of idea in my head. I daydream a lot and stuff, because especially when you're on social media, a lot of people like to be like, oh, y'all vicariously living through these celebrities, these influencers, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, not me. I mean, I use what they do and I'd be like, oh, that is so pretty. That's so interesting and stuff. I'm a very creative person. That's why I want to get into writing, because I have so many stories. But I feel as though daydreaming. And quote unquote living in a fantasy is like somewhat of a coping mechanism. Like I said, I like being home, good vibes. I'm around my mom, around my brother. And when I went to go see my daddy, you know, I'm in a whole different city, whole different part of Georgia. Versus being at school where I'm being bullied, I'm being picked on, and people just coming for me for no reason. You know, middle school, high school stuff. So daydreaming, I use it as a coping mechanism because it was like at school, I had to daydream because I'm like, bruh, it has to be better than this. Like, because, you know, you go through that awkward stage where you're like, you know, when you start developing, you're like, oh my gosh, why do I look like this? Why is my body shaped like this? Why is my skin so oily? Why is my hair changing so much? So when you daydream and you like, and then also when you see high schoolers, you're like, oh my gosh, like, what am I gonna look like when I'm in high school? Like, you know, what type of friends I'm gonna have? What kind of life I'm gonna have? So like I said, I use it kind of like a vision board. Trim your ends for growth. And I'm talking about hair. Trim your ends. All right. Long hair ain't cute if your ends is all spaced out and I can see through your hair and it's uneven and stuff. Because I was watching Deeper Than Hair TV on YouTube, and she does a lot of trims. Like, she's the reason I invested in some hair cutting scissors, because I was like, ooh, I just like how smooth that cut is. And it also, you know, I need to start trimming me and my daughter's hair with whatever scissors is laying around the house. Like, I think I trimmed my daughter's hair with some kid scissors the other day. So she was trimming. She does a lot of trims. She does a lot of bobs. And many people were like, oh, you're cutting too much hair. And I'm like, what you mean she cutting too much hair? To be honest, if you keep letting your hair grow out, as a person who's very into hair, if you keep letting your hair grow out, and to be honest, it might not even grow out more. It might grow out crazy because it's not healthy. If your ends are looking crazy, and also it ruins your styles when you don't have a trim, your hair tends to tangle up within each other when you're trying to do your hair. Also, when you straighten it, like, the top of your hair might be thick, full, luscious, and then your ends might be just thin and crazy looking. I see it a lot. I do see it a lot because people hold on to that link. Like, I got long hair. But baby, like, you might have to start over if you keep letting your hair grow out and you're not trimming your ends at all. It's like a person... No, that's like apples to oranges. I was about to say, that's like a person that doesn't wash their hair and expect it to, like, still go on about his business. But those are two different things. Your hair will be weighed down. And that could also increase damage as well. So, yeah, I see that a lot with a lot of hair trimming videos. It's like, you cut too much. You cut too much. That's not a hair trim. That's not trimming their ends. That's giving them a haircut. But, baby, your ends are so damaged that is trimming your ends. I don't know. You know, you got to let people live with their hair. But I know if I'm doing somebody's hair. I won't say if I'm doing somebody's hair. But I know, like, I never. If they don't want me to trim their ends, then it's like, okay. You know, I just style their hair regularly and stuff. But I'm starting to learn how to trim hair, especially curly hair, without having to, like, straighten it. Because every time I wanted my ends trimmed, like, I would have to blow dry and straighten it to, like, quote-unquote, see it better. So, since I wear my hair mostly curly, I'm looking at videos on how to trim curly hair. And it shouldn't be hard, to be honest. But I'm still learning, though. So, you know, I can help out my sisters. You know, make sure we all want healthy hair. We all want full edges. And, you know, when we style our hair, we want the style to last and come out looking how we want it to look. Like, the expectation and the reality. We want, you know, the expectation of what the style looks like to come out looking like the reality. Like, we want it to be the reality. Okay? One thing I'm starting to do, until I can find time, I'm starting to do self-therapy. Like, it's a new year, of course. I think most people going to be saying that until the month ends. But I'm starting to, like, put my foot down. Like, I put my foot down the other day because I told myself, like, no, like, we're not going to keep repeating the same cycle over and over again. And it's hard to identify when something is being repeated and stuff. I remember, and I said this a while ago, a person told me, like, I'm dealing with the same person over and over again, just in a different body, just in a different life, a different city. I'm dealing with the same person over and over and over again. So I'm like, okay, skirt. Pause. So I'm really sitting there. I'm like, why do I keep choosing the same person over and over again? So I really sat back and looked at myself. And it's like, girl, you're settling. You know what you want. And you're up here compromising. And you're up here going with the flow. Now, this is where going with the flow is different. Because going with the flow only benefits one person. And that's the person who says, hey, let's go with the flow. And then just the same person that gets mad when you start questioning, like, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's next? What's next? And I'm not talking about relationships. I'm just talking about in general, overall, with friendships, family, all that stuff, work, all that stuff. You know, once you start asking questions, they're like, oh, I thought we were just going with the flow. I thought you were cool with it, da, 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 da. So I'm realizing, like, I know what I want. I need to speak up. And if people want to distance themselves from me, if people don't want to kick it with me no more, if they want to act funny, that's their business. As long as I'm comfortable. I don't like being in comfortable situations. I don't like the whole blurring the lines. I don't like to assume. I like to know directly. And with some people, if they like to take advantage, if they see you going with the flow, if they don't see you asking questions, they don't see you saying nothing, they're like, all right, they're probably cool with this. So speak up, like. It's all I can do to speak up. And also, I've been exercising. I'm not a person that weighs myself on the scale. I don't get on the scale at all. I like to look at my body and see changes and stuff. Like, I'm a person that likes to see, look at my body and be like, okay, you know, this is toning up right here. This is shrinking down a little bit right here. But I weighed myself less. When I went to the doctor, they weighed me and I was like, oh, this how much I weigh? Like, my weight has been the same for, like, the past 2 years. So, I've been maintaining the same weight for a long time. And I really be sitting here like, how the hell is that possible? I know that, you know, some of it can turn into muscle and whatnot. Or, you know, it's like water weight or whatever. But I'm like, dang, I've been the same weight for a long time. Because I think back in 2017, that's when I was on the scale a lot, and I was seeing how much I weighed, and I was like, okay, babe. So I really just have to lose 30 pounds just to look back to my 2016 self. Like, I'm not trying to go back to high school weight, because I know, I mean, that's possible, but you know, that's a lot of work that's gonna be put in. But knowing that, okay, 30 pounds, you know, I could get back to myself and how I was feeling. It's just 30 pounds because I don't mind my body. It's just that my face is just so fat. And it's like, it's just so different when you just like, when you just go from somebody that's just and when you really take a good look at yourself and you're like, wow, I'm looking very different. And then especially when the people around you are like, oh, girl, you look fine, and girl, ain't nothing wrong with you, girl, you thick, guys like thick girls, but it's like, I don't feel confident in myself, I feel so stuffed in my clothes, like, so, I've been working out, and also my birthday is coming up, like, I'm looking at the pictures I took for my birthday last year, and I'm like, okay, you know, I look fine, but it's like, I'm starting to be like, okay, time to put my foot down, and, you know, I need to really just work out and just be healthy overall, because if I'm constantly on the go, I can't be tired and sluggish and like, ugh, so I need to switch up the things that I eat. I need to, you know, be a little bit more healthy. I need to take my vitamins. That's where we need to start. I need to start taking my vitamins more. You know, I take my vitamins like whenever I can remember. I need to start taking my vitamin C every day. My vitamin C, I need to buy more B12 and vitamin D. I would take my B12 and my vitamin D together. And I probably do like 3 times a week. I don't want to do it every day, but like 3 times a week. And I need to get some multivitamins. And I mean, I try to make up with like the food that I eat, but sometimes I don't even be eating it all together, so I need to eat my vitamins and I need to get together. I need to take control, okay? Because I like my body, but it's just like, all right, it's time for something different because I don't like how my clothes are fitting. That just be it. I just want to feel comfortable in my clothes. And knowing that, like I said, knowing that 30 pounds, oh man, that's, I won't say that's nothing, but you know, that's straight and stuff. Especially when you're consistent. And then I also found out that Spice Official, she opened a restaurant in Lithonia, Georgia. And I know that food about to be good as hell because that's where all the Caribbean restaurants are, is in DeKalb County. And look, it's in like either Stone. I mean, besides Golden Crest, which is everywhere, the good Caribbean spots be Mango's, which is downtown, and then DeKalb County. Like, that's where the decent Jamaican food is. The Caribbean food, because it's more than just Jamaican food, but Caribbean food is. So I know her food about to be mad good. It said it opened January 11th. So I know whenever I'm on that side of town, which probably will be like a minute, or I just up and go on that side of town one of these during the week, I'm gonna go over there, see how the food tastes, you know, and tell the world about it. And then also, I've seen, I don't know, I'm going to talk about this in a future episode. But now we come to the section where I call business tips I've learned from the internet. And I wouldn't even call them business tips. I would just say business related things I've seen on the internet. All right, so the Black Business Expo 2020 is the day after Valentine's Day, and it's in Atlanta. That's where I live, Atlanta. And they have, it's on a Saturday, I believe. Yeah, day after Valentine's Day. Oh, I'll check my calendar. All I know is February 15th, and Black Business Expo, different businesses. It's going to be in the Greenbrier Mall. I haven't been near Greenbrier in a minute. I just know, like, they be lit over there. So, it's going to be in the Greenbrier Mall. They did have, I think it's free. Of course, it's free. You still have the RSVP. But they also have, if you want to promote, you know, of course, if you want a table. But if you just want to promote, it's like $35 to get you a table just to promote your business. Like, you're not selling nothing. You're just promoting. Then they also had a $35 for kids, you know, for a kids table as well. You know, for the kids that be selling the slime, and they be having their own lip gloss, and, you know, they be doing their own thing. I believe that's a promo table as well. And I was like, So I made sure I reposted it, you know, for people who want to put their business out there. Like, I'm starting to look at future events and start to tell, because, like, my birthday's next month as well. So, I'm going to tell a couple of my friends, hey. And also, my birthday falls on a Saturday. So, I don't know. I'm going to tell a couple of my peoples, like, hey, my birthday, da-da-da-da-da. You know, give a heads up. So, be like, hey, you know, figure something out. You know, that's one thing I'm starting to do. I'm starting to look at future events, see what days they fall on, schedule stuff around it. So I'll be able to go, because last year I barely went to events like I wanted to, especially since I have Saturdays off. I barely went to events. And then with my whole car situation, I was dead ass in the house a lot. So I'm trying to go to more events, you know, bring the camera with me, the Nikon or the Panasonic. Damn, I can't pronounce it. So, you know, bring my little cameras with me, get my pictures. So, you know. And then also, since I'm finally figuring out what I want to do with myself, network. Like, tell people about me and tell them about what I do and stuff. So, I'm more confident. Oh, snap, my back hurts. I'm more confident in what I finally want to do. And then you know, going into these different spaces. Because one thing I told my stepmom, because me and her were talking about her business and whatnot, one thing I told her, I was like, you know, you can network in places that don't relate to your business at all. Like, you can talk to people and collab with people and talk about, you know, giving information about what you do and stuff and what's your business and stuff and things. So, and another thing I've seen also, this girl, she did a campaign, a photo shoot. I uploaded it on Country Caribbean Instagram. She did a campaign photo shoot for this makeup brand for their foundations. And I was like, hey, that's another thing. Like, we're getting brand deals, okay? We're working with brands. If we can't get a brand deal, we're working with brands, okay? Put your foot down. Email some people, you know, put your pride to the side or whatnot. And also, I'm trying to figure out how to... One thing I struggle with a lot is pricing. And it's like, how do you struggle with pricing? Like, you know your worth. But I don't... When it comes to starting back doing my talking about products, and when it comes to, like, hair stuff, I'm like, how do I price... My price is right, reasonable. Because me, I want to start... Because usually when I... do people's hair, I tell them, hey, you get the hair and stuff. But I mean, I'm starting to provide all that stuff to where all they have to do is bring their hair. So now I have to readjust my prices. And also when it comes to, like I said, we working with brands. We working with different people this year. So I'm trying to figure out how to price it. Price when it comes to doing collabs, or when it comes to, like, brands reaching out to me, or people reaching out to me like, hey, you know, I want you, you know, let's work together. Da, 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 da. So I'm trying to figure out how to price that stuff right now. I know I want to start back my video editing. Well, I am doing my video editing, but I'm trying to figure out how to start pricing that as well. If somebody were to ask me like, hey, you know, can you take this picture for me? Can you record this video for me? And it's like, okay, how do I price this correctly without doing too much, especially... I go through my little portfolio. You know, I got a little portfolio or whatever. And it's like, okay, these pictures are decent. These pictures are decent. So it's like, you know, we're figuring out our prices, okay? Trying to figure out how much labor goes into it, how much time goes into it. You know, looking at the outcome and all that. Figure out our prices. That's just it. So you got to sit down and think about your prices. Thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at The Country Caribbean and Facebook at The Country Caribbean Podcast. You can subscribe to my YouTube, The Country Caribbean. Country Caribbean. I will be doing spinoff episodes from what I talk about on the podcast, something a little different. So thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it, like, share. You know, tell a cousin, tell a friend about it. If you didn't like it, you know, sorry to hear that. You know, DM me, you know, I'm open. You know, I need some feedback. I enjoy feedback as well. Enjoy everybody that's been listening to the podcast as well. Thank you. See you next week.